This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The program, of course, you can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that's on your mind. We've still got more on the Panopticon story, where the government is going to be tracking your every move via a privately accessed database that the ICE bureaucracy, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, has entered into a contract with some supplier for, that they'll be able to punch in your driver's license, your tag number, and then be able to find out where you were last seen and get constant updates on your location, as well as trace you back something like 5 years as far as where you...
5 years for now. I mean, yeah. Why would they just stop at 5 years?
Right. Where you've gone, where you've been, that sort of thing. So with you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We're going to continue. We'll take your calls and thoughts about what's on your mind. We go to David. He's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yeah, people mock me, but I've been paying closer attention than most people for the last 10 years, 24/7. I mean, you guys have too because it's your business, and I have because my government.
I still go to sleep sometimes. Apparently, you don't.
David's up keeping an eye on things in New Mexico.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Say that again, Mark.
I said David's up keeping an eye on things in New Mexico.
I am actually. Let me. People might benefit from it if I clarify it. I haven't slept. I'm just now finally starting. For 10 years, I didn't sleep anywhere near normally. I woke up about every hour and a half. Through the night, and I wasn't getting 8 hours of sleep. It wasn't 8 hours of hour and a half. It was about 4 or 5 hours of hour and a half. And after every hour and a half, I woke up to a nightmare. Yes. And every nightmare had lawyers and children and stuff like
that. That sounds awful.
God, lawyers, hear that, buddy.
That is a nightmare.
That's why I say for 24/7. And you're the first people. Congratulations, you're the first people that have ever caught that. I was actually a bait. I was waiting for somebody to question that, and you're the first people to ever do that.
Oh no, give all the credit to Ian because he's the literal mammoth jammer here.
Credit to Ian, very well.
How did you start sleeping recently as opposed to the last 10 years or whatever?
Big old bad weed? Big weed?
No. It's psychology. It's a combination of actually starting to not care about my children combined with convincing myself that I don't care about my children, that they're gone. You know, and that magically has enabled me to return. You know, instead of being hypervigilant, being on guard 24/7 for the enemy attacking, just completely letting go, divorcing myself from my children. And like I said, that's not really true. I'm lying to myself.
Right.
In order to do that.
It's so uncomfortable hearing you say it, but I mean, I think that it's probably what you absolutely have to do because the government decided that you're not going to be able to see your kids at all.
Yeah, well, that is still alive. They haven't defeated me. This is still, I mean, I appreciate what you're saying, but just so that we're on the record, this is still a live case. I started this as a person without a lawyer and would have still been without a lawyer, except that I was good enough being without a lawyer that I forced them to give me one. But I've kept this alive for 10 years when an average person without a lawyer would have been dead in the first year. And so I've succeeded to this point. I'm not giving up.
How old are your kids now?
That's funny. That's another psychological trick that I play on myself. I don't allow myself to actually know their ages. I distance myself from that. They were born in 2004 and 2006.
Okay.
And I didn't call to take you down this road. That was my state of mind. It was to lay the framework as to where I'm coming from. And so let me go into that. What I was actually calling to share with you is within that context, I've been and forced to think about the things that you're talking about. And I've come up with a couple different concepts that I find obvious, and other people may as well. And that is that if there is anything that can be exploited in any way, you know, like a children's court system, for instance, or traffic cameras, or making drug laws, if there's anything that can be exploited, which basically is everything.
Sure.
Because if you think, if you start to think with an evil mind, which I've been forced to do in order to try to anticipate what these people's motives are and what their next moves are and what's going on, there is nothing that can't be exploited. And let me add, so that's one concept. And ask yourself this, if there's the slightest possibility that something could be exploited to somebody's benefit, do you think that there is a human being or a group of human beings or several human beings out there that if it's at all realistic that they might actually give it a try to exploit that thing? The obvious answer is yes.
Of course, they will.
Right. I think they can get away with it, and most politicians can.
Yeah, not only might they, but they are incentivized. If the power is built into a system, it is an incentive to abuse that power. And this isn't just some libertarian talk radio show host saying that. That's science. When people are given power, people abuse power. And further, more science is that people who are more likely to be corrupt are more likely to seek power. So you have this dichotomous situation, this two-pronged attack on our liberties, which is that corrupt people seek power, and power does in fact corrupt.
Thanks, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, that takes us back around to this ICE story from the very beginning of the show, where ICE has entered into a contract, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, with Vigilant Solutions, a corporation that has ingested billions of license plate photos from a variety of different locations across the United States. And have
not here to help.
You know, all those tags are dated with time, GPS coordinates. They've more than 100 million sightings per month that is being ingested into this system. And ICE agents can also receive instantaneous email alerts. So not only can they look up your license plate number and go do a background search and see where's this person been, or the car, where's the car been, they can also do email alerts to find out whenever they spot you in the system anew. The system known internally as a hot list, which the same alerts can be funneled to Vigilant's iOS app. According to the privacy assessment, as many as 2,500 license plates could be uploaded to the hot list in a single batch, although the assessment does not detail how often new batches can be added. With sightings flooding in from police dash cams and stationary readers on bridges and toll booths, it would be hard for anyone on the list to stay unnoticed for long.
Let me interject for a second. This brings up a question for me. What do you guys do when you've been pulled over by the police and the police start asking you questions that are not relevant to the stop? Like they start asking you where you're going and where you're coming from.
The best answer is I don't answer questions.
The first thing I do is not legal advice. When they come up, I say you're being audio and video recorded.
Uh-huh.
And I've done this on multiple occasions, and that basically puts them on notice that this is going to be a very by-the-book conversation.
Yeah.
Right? I don't care if you give me a ticket, because I'm going to take it to court. You're being audio and video recorded. All the evidence is being collected already. I have said one time you're being streamed live. Your audio and video is being streamed live to the internet, which is what I would prefer to say. But I just I can't seem to come up with that on the fly. And that then cuts down on all the chit-chat to find out what you're doing. But I'd say my best bet is to put the biggest smile you can on your face and make it as look as genuine as possible and say something to the effect of, look, I'd love to have a conversation with you about this stuff, but the fact is that anything that I say can and will be used against me, so I'm just going to simply have to not answer questions today. Thanks so much.
That sounds good.
And Rick, like that gets them the notice that, look, every day you choose to put on this badge, you're alienating your friends, your neighborhood, your neighbors, your family, because they know that's what your job is.
We're going to come back with more here. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE, the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live here. 855-450-3733. You can get in the Discord on-air call-in line. Just join discord.lrn.fm. The app is free for pretty much any operating system. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. The call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. This is Mark.
This is Johnny Ray.
That's right. Ian has stepped out of the studio for a minute. The studio beast, Jazzy Girl, was having some alimentary canal issues that needed to be addressed.
Her bladder was full.
Yeah. And, you know, she's getting older, and you don't want to wait around for that kind of thing. So I support this move. As Ian's biggest critic, I still think this is a good idea. Let me tell you real quick about Anarchapulco. Ian and I shall be traveling there to participate. It's really the tough part of our job, Johnny Ray, I got to say. Traveling down in February to Acapulco, New Mexico.
Yeah, I envy you guys. You're always going hither and yon.
Yeah, it's nice. Hopefully it's as good of an event as it has been up to this point. I have been to two of the three, I think is that's correct. And the last one was well attended. This one, I think, is three times the size and sold out, if I'm not not quite sold out. Ian will know better than I will. But let me tell you about the speakers that are going to be there. It's G. Edward Griffin, Ron Paul, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Veer, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Fanat, Julia Taransky, Adam Kokesh, Vit Yedlica, Sterling Lujan. If you are Jordan Page, Backwards, and Rob Hustle are doing music there. If you are familiar with the Liberty Movement, you will understand how important many of these names are and what a good event this is going to be. It's going to be happening at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, New Mexico, February the 15th through the 18th. There are sort of lead-in events and after events, too. So if you go to anarchapulco.com and check that out, you will, in fact, see all of the options, but there's lots of stuff. There's a health and wellness retreat. I wanted to go to that, just couldn't fit it into my schedule, but my wife and I wanted to go. Cryptopulco, which is basically the last day, and you already get tickets for that. Change Media University, an Amazonian ceremony called The Snake and the Jaguar.
Awesome.
I'm not exactly sure, but I suspect that substances that are not entirely legal in the United States but might be legal in Mexico are involved, and your results may vary. So, anyway, you just go to anarchapulco.com. That's anarchapulco.com. Use coupon code FTL. Receive 10% off of a couple of different combos. I know that the wellness retreat you can get 10% off of, and Anarchapulco itself, 10% off of, which, of course, Cryptopulco is part of. So, there you go.
Ron Paul is going to be a huge, just a wonderful speaker and a big draw. I remember a few years ago he came to Keene. He was on the campaign trail, I believe.
Yeah.
And he came to speak, and I went and saw it. It was great. At the end, he was having his picture taken with anybody who wanted.
Sure, that's how presidential campaigns go.
Yep, I went up to get my picture taken. It was a singular moment for me because I was looking, staring right at this guy that was something of an idol for me, and he was just he was worn out from campaigning,
yeah.
And I was just he just had this kind of neutral
look
on his face. And I got my picture taken, I had a big smile, and he was just, you know, fairly deadpan.
Yeah, well, you can forgive him with that situation going on. So let's go to the phones, to the fun. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. I know there's Skype, which username is lrn.fm, and then there's something to do with the Discord, of which I am not at all educated, and good luck to people that have to do with that. Let's go to Sarah. Calling in from where, you know where, New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just wanted to mention that I did mention that my friend bought land 20 years ago to prepare for the Civil War.
Which Civil War? Who was fighting with whom in the Civil War?
Well, the poor people against the rich people in America. It's going to be American Civil War.
Where do the middle class, which is the largest amount of people, where do they fall?
Well, when they're going to find out their retirement is gone, and then when they stop the Social Security payment, maybe the next government shutdown, they're going to take Social Security, and we're going to have an outright war. And so he's bought this land, and he's got this bus.
bus?
So he planned, you know, he said he's going to load me up and take me out there, I guess.
Okay.
And when everybody's shooting each other and rioting out in the big cities, hopefully at least I know one person that's going to take me out of here. So, you know.
You really think this is going to happen? Is this, I mean, you'd said that your friend bought the property, and that left me believing that you may not be entirely on board. Are you believing this is going to occur?
Believing what? The Civil War? I know
yeah.
it's coming.
Okay.
Well, the thing
who do you think is going to win, the poor people or the rich people? As you said those were the teams. I didn't. Right?
Yeah, the poor against the poor people, they're going to take everything from us. You know, people,
us?
Like, we're losing our retirement, and they're hoping that we're so stupid we can't figure it out.
So the rich people are taking, who's taking what from whom here? Because a lot of rich people would say that the poor people are taking their money by taking stuff and not working. And the poor people would say, hey, we got a right to this thing or that thing because we were born and whatever. I'm not exactly sure how these rights work, the positive rights. But
okay.
ultimately,
okay.
it does come down to force, right? Like, you know, to some extent, force is what makes a reality. So, sure, you know, one group of people can enforce their will on another group of people. I gotcha.
Might makes real.
Might makes real.
Okay. Okay, here's the thing. Remember, we used to have a thing called a pension.
A pension?
All you put into the pension, the company would pay that. And then what they do is they put it into the 401k. It's in the stock market. That's all we've got now. Okay,
things change dramatically.
Okay, now they're going to find out it's going to be all gone in about a couple of more years. Right? But they're saying that.
So, like, the 401ks will be squandered by Wall Street, and we'll find out that, you know, that we've been duped, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we're going to find out we have no retirement. It's going to be, we're going to be scratching our head, and then they're going to pull the rug out from under our feet. They're going to take Social Security. Because, like I said, it's a communist program, and they're going to take
socialist
back
program.
On the communist program.
It's nothing like communism, all right?
Why not?
Because communism has everybody participates equally and happily. Communism is heaven. Communism doesn't exist. It's never existed. When they try things like communes, where everybody sort of gives their wealth as they come in, they find a lot of people who don't have wealth that come in order to...
I'm hungry.
Yeah, you know, live off of the people who are working there and those sorts of
kinda
things.
Kind of like what Sarah does.
When they get... You know, better and things are better. They often depart the commune, wealthier than they were, taking with them some level of wealth. And
there isn't that much there to take in the first place.
Oftentimes, that's the case. But you can take a look at the Shakers historically. That's a good place to look. And they have what they called winter Shakers. People who are like, oh well, I guess I'm not prepared for this cold season when I'm going to need food. I'm converting to Shakerism again.
Better stock up on your MREs now, Sarah.
Well, people are hiding guns right now. They've been hiding guns for 30 years.
Rich people are hiding guns, not poor people. All the best with that war. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. It's on the radio here. Take control of the airwaves at 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's a ridiculous proposition of a civil war or whatever other conspiracy theory, you can, of course, bring up anything that you want here. We really do allow that, and that last call proves it. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
A couple quick points here. Mark, I was listening as I was walking the dog outside. The Anarchapulco event, as I understand it, is sold out.
Okay.
And that's the reason why they're going to do live-streamed speeches this year, because they figure you can't make it now since it's sold out, even if you wanted to, so you can watch it from home, which isn't exactly the same experience. But if there was somebody you really wanted to see speak, you will presumably, as long as all the technical stuff works right, be able to see it as it happens, which is pretty cool. So, we'll look forward to seeing you there. Also, Zencash is something you need to be checking out. If you are a liberty-loving voluntarist, if you're dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization, Zencash is a cryptocurrency worth a look. It started in 2017, and they actually use voluntarism as one of the, you know, their points in their white paper. So the people behind Zencash are people who are on board with the ideas of liberty.
And not hiding it.
Yeah, and that's important because there's a bunch of different cryptos out there, and anybody can copy code from any of the other cryptos, since most all of them are open source. So it's not hard for them to get some of the best technology. I mean, they've got that. They've got zero-knowledge anonymity. They've got decentralized autonomous organizations. But do you want to go with a cryptocurrency that's run by status, or do you want to go with a cryptocurrency that's run by people who actually care about freedom? So go to Zencash.com.
Cryptocurrency that's been taken over by statists.
Let's go to or go to Zencash.com to do your research. Again, I'm not an investment advisor. I'm not saying Zencash is going to be the top crypto in the world, but it's out there. It's technically sound according to expert types. I am not the expert types, but they have them on the Crypto Hour on Call to Freedom. They got Aria Demetzio from Cryptocurrency Check. It's a rating site. She looked at Zencash. She gave it an A+. So.
Also, I would point out that if you choose to believe that this is an indicator of a cryptocurrency's value, that the cryptocurrencies that have been advertised and promoted on Free Talk Live, maybe because of this, maybe it's just coincidence, but they've all gone up exponentially.
Well, I'm going to say that's a coincidence, but
that's what you would always say. That's the way you are about it. But you know, the reality is that Free Talk Live is the first place that Bitcoin was talked about in the mass media. That Free Talk Live has been in crypto since the very beginning, and that it is listened to by tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, depending on the evening, people. So they take note of that stuff.
So get ready, because all those cameras that you've seen on the side of the road that you've been wondering, what are those there for? Well, it might be scanning your license plate and reporting that data back to massive databases being kept by private corporations that are then being used by governments like the ICE people, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, according to TheVerge.com and their story about how this can be used to not only track where you've been over the last 5 years, all you got to do is type in your license plate number, they can also set up alerts to find out where you're going, find out where you pop up on this grid of license plate readers that is across the United States at any moment. And according to The Verge, these powers are particularly troubling, given ICE's recent move to expand deportations beyond criminal offenders, fueling concerns of politically motivated enforcement. In California, state officials have braced for rumored deportation sweeps targeted at sanctuary cities. In New York, community leaders say they've been specifically targeted for deportation as a result of their activism. With automated license plate recognition, that targeting would only grow more powerful. For civil liberties groups, the implications go far beyond immigration. Senior policy analyst Jay Stanley with the ACLU, who studies license plate readers, he says, quote, there are people circulating in our society who are undocumented. Are we as a society, out of our desire to find those people, willing to let our government create an infrastructure that will track all of us?
So this is the classic government axiom, which is never let a good crisis
go to waste.
Do we need license plate readers in order to secure our borders and keep out the illegals? Because this is, I mean, basically what you warn of all the time, Ian, is that, look, you can get rid of illegals by making America a place to live in that is so tyrannical and awful and impoverished that they go away.
It's worse than where they came from,
right,
at that point.
Tyranny, autocracy, better terms, order, right? These things, these are all indicative of a society that is on its way down.
Mm-hmm.
Down from a financial standpoint, down from a liberty standpoint, down from a historical standpoint. Do you want this in your society, this one more step towards 1984? Yeah. Or four? Is that what you're looking for?
Right.
Are illegals so terrible? What are they doing that is so awful that
taking
you need
fruit?
Right.
Building houses.
Mowing grass. Right? Some of them certainly take social welfare programs. Now, the evidence...
Being the wrong color and smelling funny.
I think maybe that is that way for some people, but most people would say, look, illegals use social welfare programs, they eat up tax money, and we shouldn't be having them.
I think that's a rationale.
I think it could be, depending on whose numbers you look at, in many cases, illegals are less likely to use those services than people who are here legally.
We call them undocumented immigrants.
I don't care.
Legal is such a...
The term doesn't bother me particularly, one way or the other. So, yeah. I mean, I'm willing to talk people's language and use their defined terms if that's what they want. Undocumented, illegal, it doesn't matter to me. I say
these are human beings.
I'd posit the notion that every human being inside the borders of the United States is an illegal. I mean, if you want to talk about people breaking laws, every single one of you who's listening to me has broken a law today because we have too many laws. The problem is laws. The legality is the problem, not the people.
And the problem is also that people are blind by their desire to control others. They look at the these people who are immigrating here as the enemy, as the scapegoat, the problem that needs to be stopped. And they're ignoring what the ACLU analyst here points out, is that you're going to create a control grid system to try to stop these people, but yet you didn't think for a moment that, what if somebody who I don't like gets in charge of this new system that I've cheered on to build? Have there ever been people in Washington, D.C. that I don't like? Let me think real hard about this. How long has it been since someone has been in Washington, D.C. that I don't like? Is there a possibility that somebody else might get in control of Washington, D.C. in the future who I don't like? Or do I want to believe that things are always going to go with my way in Washington, D.C. from here on out? This is the new America where power never changes hands. It always stays in the hands of the people who are going to do exactly what you want them to do in Washington, D.C. I mean, what a delusion.
It's a ridiculous notion.
You're delusional if that's what you believe.
Right.
This is going to be used against people like you for something someday, whether it's to come get your guns or whatever it is.
Yeah, this is handing over power to the enemy, whomever you might be. Look, I'm with you. I don't like the fact that people coming across the border seem to be more voting for Democrats than they are voting for Republicans. I think the Republicans
most of them aren't voting
marginally better on a state level than Democrats. But once they become citizens, the path to citizenship, the fear is we let these people in, they all vote Democrat, they change the dynamics in there, and suddenly we have a government that's as bankrupt as New York and Illinois and
many California. Hispanics are conservative Catholic types.
Well, that much is true, but they're not voting Republican because the Republicans since 9/11 have lost their collective minds. They've run around and go, brown people, right? And but George Bush, if you look at his governor election and his presidential election, Mexicans in Texas voted for George Bush in both occasions. Muslims across the nation voted for George Bush. Republicans had these contingents locked down. And when I say contingents, I'm talking about Mexican Democrats. Texas Mexicans as opposed to California Mexicans. They're a bit different from a voting standpoint. They had them locked down, and they lost it. They lost it with politics of hate. You don't have to like I use that term, but that's how they perceive it.
855-450 free, like freedom. Join us.
Live from the Verticon Studio. This is the call to freedom. It's the crypto hour, frightening you, my helium. 47 here on LRN.FM. When you kill the faucet, he colors five to get some free coins. This is the call to freedom.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you to get on the lines right now. We can get you in at 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You may Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. And you can join us on the Discord on-air call-in line over at discord.lrn.fm. We told you earlier about the Discord chat, which allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts. I don't think all of the co-hosts have yet quite signed up for it. Mark, you're not in there yet, are you?
I haven't gone
okay,
in there.
I didn't think so. But I'm in there, and a bunch of other hosts are, so head on over to discord.lrn.fm. The other new feature that we have is our new HD video streaming on Twitch, which we launched probably like 3 weeks ago at this point. And it's gone very well. We've got over 30 people who've taken the time to subscribe to us on Twitch. So thank you for doing that, because every subscription is basically, you know, a couple bucks towards Free Talk Live and LRN.
Half of an amp.
Basically. Although it costs as much as the amp because it's like a $5 per month thing if you do the regular subscription. But I think all 30 of the people who've done it are doing what's called the Twitch Prime, which actually doesn't cost you anything extra. If you already have Amazon Prime, it's one of the perks they give you. I know, Mark, I think you guys have Amazon Prime at your house, right? So you get, like, you know, free Amazon video that you can watch online, right? Like, there's certain,
things you have to pay for, but you can watch enough television. You'll never watch all the free movies and TV that
are
available.
There's, like, Amazon Music, and there's, like, other freebies that they just kind of throw in to incentivize you to get this Amazon Prime thing for the free shipping. And one of the freebies is you get a subscription that you can allocate to your favorite Twitch channel. Now, there's a bunch of Twitch channels out there, but if you want to help us out and you've got Amazon Prime, just go to twitch.lrn.fm, and that'll be our Twitch channel. You pull down the subscriptions, pull down, and select Twitch Prime, and then it'll toss your Twitch subscription freebie into our war chest, if you will. So thank you to everybody who's taking the time.
Twitch.lrn.fm.
That's right. And that's where you can watch the shows when we're live. It also shows any other show that's live from the LRN studios. So, like, Vincent's show last night was on the Twitch channel, the Call to Freedom during the week, Monday through Friday, before our show, 4 to 7 Eastern Time, is also on the Twitch channel. So it's a great place to go and watch the new HD video feed here. And actually, tonight, there's something special that's going to happen on the LRN Twitch, which is going to be the premiere, the Twitch premiere of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Because one of the things you can do that I learned recently within the last week on Twitch, besides live stream, and again, Twitch was originally created as a video game streaming service, but they've sort of branched out into some other areas now. But besides just live streaming content, you can also schedule pre-recorded content. So any video that you have that you upload to the Twitch service, you can set a premiere time. So I figured, oh, let's try this out. Let's see how this works. Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, of course, has been around now for 5 years. We celebrated its 5th-year anniversary back in September of 2017, and this will be the first time it's seen on Twitch. It starts at 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight, so as soon as Free Talk Live is done with, stay tuned if you're on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. And that will allow you to watch Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. And it'll be different than just watching it on YouTube because the Twitch chat room will be active. So Twitch has its own room in which people who are watching the Twitch feed can chat with one another. Sometimes it's kind of dead in there because a lot of our chatters are in the Discord. But in this case, if you want to talk to other people about the movie while you're watching it, it'll be there for you. So check it out at twitch.lrn.fm. Once again, that's Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which, of course, you can watch anytime you want over on YouTube in HD. But it'll be fun to kind of watch it live as it streams on Twitch. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Marsha is in Albuquerque listening to Kiva. Hey, Marsha.
Yeah. Hi. Hi. I wanted to say about the, knowing your identity. I think they've known it for a very long time already. We have the real ID law in New Mexico, and when I had to renew my driver's license, I was there for 6 hours, and I had to go away. I had to bring them a current bill of my credit card account. They made a couple of copies of my credit card. I had to bring them my birth certificate, my electric bill. And then also we had in Albuquerque, we don't have it now, red light cameras that would take pictures of your driver's license. My smartphone knows everything about me. As I'm talking to you now, or whatever I say, it's going to come up. And the Facebook account is battling with the Yahoo account. I mean, I feel kind of honored someone's interested in the Yahoo and the Google. And they all know me already. I mean, whenever I go someplace, what's your name? Or something, we got you in the computer. They all share the information. And I think in the 90s, I'm sure of it, on my driver's license, my Social Security card was on my New Mexico driver's license.
Yeah, so, there are some states that have that, I think.
They don't have it now. But I'm not really worried. If they want to swap identities with me, anybody, I'm going to come out the winner. I mean, they can have my family. And
you can have my radio co-host.
Well, I want to say the worst thing, well, I do worry about that, is maybe they will deport me for just being a regular American citizen. That's all. And I do think with all the national, disasters that we've had, like Florida may be changing its demographics, because I believe lots of people probably came from Puerto Rico to Florida after the Hurricane Irma. But as far as identity goes, I mean, they got me. I think they can even get you by your eyeballs now.
Yeah, that's probably true.
There's a lot of wonderful advantages to living a transparent life and having people or groups know things about you, but the problem with the government of New Mexico or the government of the United States is you've got no option. They will know these things about you, and they're going to exploit the data that they have about you, and they're not going to do that. But in the free world, you can opt
the one that exists in our mind.
Yeah, you
can really exist.
Yeah, in the free world, you can choose to become a part of this stuff. There was a story once about a young girl who was informed that she was pregnant, and she didn't know it, but she learned from Target sending her an email, I think, with coupons for pregnant mothers type stuff.
How did they find this out?
Because they saw that she had switched from scented soaps to unscented soaps, and they determined from that she was pregnant.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I may have heard this at some point.
Yeah, she didn't know. She didn't know. Her dad was furious about it. And then maybe
was he furious because they knew she was pregnant, or furious because she was pregnant?
They were furious that they were accusing her of being pregnant when she was obviously not old enough or responsible enough to do something.
And thank you, Marcia, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Is the idea that a pregnant woman is more sensitive to certain smells, and so that's why she would not get a scented soap?
Sounds right to me. What the hell do I know?
I think in the first trimester, women are very sensitive to smells, and they can be nauseated by the smell of a fresh onion.
Wow. Maybe you were in fact pregnant, Ian.
I'm not a woman.
You are darned sensitive to smell, though.
Okay. The new license plate reader contract, we're talking about the ICE folks that are going to be tracking your every move on the roads, has come after years of internal lobbying by the agency. They first tested the system in 2012, gauging how effective it was at locating undocumented immigrants. 2 years later, they issued an open solicitation for the technology, sparking an outcry from civil liberties groups. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson canceled the solicitation
Jonah Jameson
afterward, citing privacy concerns, although two field officers subsequently formed rogue contracts with Vigilant in apparent violation of the policy. In 2015, Homeland Security issued another call for bids, although an ICE representative said no contract resulted from that solicitation. And as a result, this new contract is the first agency-wide contract ICE has completed with the company, a fact that's reflected in accompanying documents. In December of last year, Homeland Security issued an updated privacy assessment of license plate reader technology, which they explained was necessary because, quote, ICE has now entered into a contract with a vendor, unquote. The new system places some limits on ICE surveillance, but not enough to quiet concerns. Unlike many agencies, ICE won't upload new data to Vigilant's system, but will simply scan through the data that's already there. In practical terms, that means driving past a Vigilant-linked camera might flag a car to ICE, but driving past an ICE camera won't flag a car to everyone else using the system. That's, you know, cold comfort in this situation. License plates
I feel better already.
On the hot list will also expire after 1 year, and the system retains extensive audit logs to help supervisors trace back any abuse of the system.
Yeah, that couldn't happen.
The whole thing's an abuse. Still, the biggest concern for critics is the sheer scale of Vigilant's network, assembled almost entirely outside of public accountability. Quote, if ICE were to propose a system that would do what Vigilant does, there would be a huge privacy uproar, and I don't think Congress would approve it, but because it's a private contract, they can sidestep that process. That's the story from TheVerge.com.
Total, that's the definition of fascism.
Total tracking of all of your locations as you drive around. It's coming soon. And we'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. If you're at twitch.lrn.fm, stay tuned for Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Have a great night.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.